In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As was mentioned, my name is Father Pefley. I'm a priest in the Diocese of Arlington, Virginia. I've been ordained 26 years now. I'm originally from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. My mom and dad were... My mom was actually from South Bend, Indiana. My dad was from Reading, Pennsylvania, and they met in the Legion of Mary. So I want to share with you a little bit about the Blessed Mother this morning and about the Legion of Mary. As I mentioned, my mom and dad met in the Legion of Mary. The priest who was my dad's spiritual director in Reading, Pennsylvania, tried to get my dad into the Legion for over 2 years. And my dad kept saying no, he wasn't interested. But he was my dad's spiritual director. And as the story goes, one day my dad went to confession to him. And the priest said, "For your penance, join the Legion of Mary." And he's been in now for over 60 years. And he, as I mentioned, is 87, diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer that spread to the hip and the spine. So please pray for him if you could. We're asking especially intercession of servant of God Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary. My mom was from South Bend, Indiana. She had worked at Notre Dame for a little while, and then she got to know Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, and she wrote to Bishop Sheen and asked if he needed a secretary. And so he said yes, and so my mom went to Washington, D.C. back in the 1940s and was the secretary for Monsignor Fulton J. Sheen at the time, who had the radio show and was writing books. He was not yet on TV. He would do that a little later. And then my mom joined the Legion of Mary when she was 18 years old. She was born in 1922, so she's been in the Legion now for 76 years. She's 94 years of age, and my mom and dad are still able to make it to their weekly Legion meeting. And up until just even a few months ago, every week they would visit together the Norristown State Mental Hospital and visit the patients and walk them to Mass and pray the rosary with them and spend time talking to them about their faith. So my mom and dad met at what's called a curia meeting. The different groups of the Legion have once a month a meeting for the diocese, and that's how they met each other. And so they were married on September 8th, 1958. So just a few days ago, they celebrated their 58th wedding anniversary. And they picked the Blessed Mother's birthday to be married on. Back in 1958, it was a Monday. They had a morning nuptial mass, I think about 9 in the morning. Then they had a breakfast. And then they got on an airplane and flew to Lourdes, where they consecrated their marriage to our Blessed Mother. And then they spent 4 weeks in Dublin, spending time every day with Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary. They were personal friends of Frank Duff. We have a big stack of letters at home from, God willing, this future saint. And the unique thing about it, the priest who had gotten my dad in the Legion, Father Zoll, and who did my mom and dad's wedding, went with them on their honeymoon, believe it or not. He joined them in Lourdes, joined them in Dublin, and he was also very big into St. Louis de Montfort's True Devotion and the Legion of Mary. And in fact, that's probably the only couple I've ever known that took a priest with them on their honeymoon. I've done over thousands of weddings, and no couple's ever invited me. I just haven't figured that out. But so when they came back home from their honeymoon, they started a Catholic bookstore called The Catholic Shop. They sold their wedding gifts and bought rosaries and miraculous medals and crucifixes and began a Catholic bookstore, which still exists today, called The Catholic Shop in Norristown, Pennsylvania. When the three kids came along, my older sister Edel is named after Edel Quinn, Venerable Edel Quinn, Legion of Mary missionary to Africa. I was named after Frank Duff, and my younger sister is very happy she was not named after the other Legion future Saint Alfie Lamb. She was actually named after the priest who did my mom and dad's wedding, Father Ignatius. So her name is Ignatia, so she goes by Natia. So it's Edel, Francis, and Natia. And when we were little, my mom and dad started the Junior Legion of Mary. I joined the Legion when I was 10 years old, 43 years ago. Our first works were visiting the nursing homes and teaching the people how to pray the rosary, giving out miraculous medals, reading the Bible to them. So it was a wonderful work, and I think that that really planted the seed for my vocation. Throughout high school, I saw the example of my mom and dad going to daily Mass and being so devoted to the Lord and our Blessed Mother that I felt maybe I should start going to daily Mass as well. So I started doing that in high school. And as then when I got learned how to drive, I drive to high school and listen to Bishop Sheen cassette tapes. Remember what cassette tapes are? Long time ago, or maybe even 8-tracks. But that helped to deepen my faith. So after high school, I heard about a small Catholic college in Front Royal, Virginia called Christendom. So I went to Christendom way back from 1982 to 1986 and graduated, one of the first students to graduate from there. The college was only founded in 1978. And then during my junior year, I felt the Lord calling me to the priesthood. They had adoration at Christendom, and I would spend at least Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I would make a holy hour in the afternoon when they had adoration. And it was during that quiet time of prayer before the Blessed Sacrament that I felt the Lord calling me to become a priest. So I always have attributed my vocation to the love and example of my mom and dad, their saintly way of life, their holiness, and then going to Christendom College and getting that such a wonderful Catholic education with such good philosophy and theology and church history, and then being in the Legion of Mary as a junior since I was 10 years old and working my way up through the high school age and then into college. So when I went to Christendom, I had the privilege of starting the Legion of Mary at Christendom College 30 years ago. We did prison ministry. It was such wonderful work to see men being baptized and brought into the church through the work of a Legion. And then my junior year, I felt called to to at least explore the seminary. So I went to the Arlington Diocese since I was in Virginia, and I was accepted to Mount St. Mary Seminary in Emmitsburg, where Mother Seton worked and lived for so many years. And so I've been the privilege of getting ordained over 25 years ago. When we look at what the Legion of Mary is, we know it is a Catholic organization founded on September 7th, 1921 in Dublin, Ireland. So just last week it had its 95th birthday, its 95th anniversary. So in the year 2021, 5 years from now, it'll be 100 years old. And the Legion has the purpose of glorifying God by trying to develop holiness in its members and to evangelize. So if you had to summarize the Legion of Mary in two words, I would say it would be holiness and evangelization. Trying to help Catholics grow in their spiritual life to become more like Jesus through the Blessed Mother, and then to evangelize, to spread the faith. Another way to describe that is discipleship and apostleship. We're all called to be both. We're called to be disciples, but we're also called to be apostles. A disciple is a student, one who sits at the Lord's feet, who grows in their prayer life, who loves the Lord, who loves Scripture. But then an apostle is one who is sent, one who goes out to share the faith. If the disciples had not become apostles, we would not be Catholic today. But Jesus said, "Go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature." The Legion of Mary was founded in Dublin, Ireland, and soon spread throughout all of Ireland and into England, and then came to the United States in the 1930s. Currently, there's 3 million active members of the Legion of Mary throughout the world, in almost every country of the world. We also have auxiliary members who are praying members who say the rosary every day and the Legion prayer card. There's 15 million throughout the world. And the Legion in America is about 32,000 members, which is pretty good. But when you compare it to how it's taken hold in other countries, for example, Korea has 350,000 active members in South Korea. Brazil has 400,000 active members. The Philippines, 200,000 active members. Zaire, 300,000. Angola, 100,000. Nigeria, 150,000. So when we just look at the Legion in the United States, you don't get the full picture of the growth of the Legion throughout the world. And the history of the Legion has been very fascinating because the first work that the legionaries did in 1921 was to visit a cancer ward of a hospital, to visit those dying of tuberculosis and cancer in the South Dublin Union Hospital. 4,000 beds. And the legionaries would go and give miraculous medals and bring the people back to the sacraments, get the priests to baptize them and bring them back to the Lord. It was beautiful work. But then there was a red light district in Dublin called Bentley Place, an area of 8 blocks by 8 blocks that had been in existence for over 150 years. And the government, the police wouldn't touch it. They just kept it all confined in that area. But Frank Duff and the legionaries, the women would go two by two or in groups of threes into that area and talk to the women and pray with them. Most of them were Catholic, 98% of them were fallen away Catholics, and they would talk to them about coming back to the confession, coming back to church. And one by one, the women would leave the life of prostitution and alcohol and drugs and immorality, and pretty soon, within 2 or 3 years, that place, which had about 500 women at first, was now down to about 200 women. So they were able to take a big dent out of that red light district. And then they continued week after week, and in the course of about 5 years, the entire place was closed down. And every woman who had been in the red light district, who had been a woman of the streets, went on retreat, went back to confession, and restored to her family or to a good marriage. Some of them even became nuns, good shepherd sisters. So it was a beautiful work of the Legion. The Legion continued to grow and spread. It went to China in the 1930s and grew until Mao Zedong took over in the late 1940s. And then in 1951, the Legion was persecuted, called by the communists as public enemy number one. We've had at least 4,000 members of the Legion of Mary martyred for their faith, and as many as 40,000 were imprisoned, active and auxiliary members, not only the active members, but the praying members as well. The communists took all the roll books and arrested the men, women, and children, sent them to prison. Many of them were in hard labor camps for 30 or 40 years for their love of Jesus and our Blessed Mother, their Catholicism, and their membership in the Legion of Mary. And so we've had great martyrs for the faith, even in Ceylon and the Sudan. We've had Legion of Mary members martyred there for their Catholic faith as well. And then in 1969, the Legion started going into Russia with these groups of 10 or 20 legionaries from Ireland. They would go in as tourists. They would then do the sightseeing and go to the museums. But in their free time, they would walk into the parks and meet people and just introduce themselves and get to know them and very discreetly give out miraculous medals to them. And this was really, I believe, the crack in the Iron Curtain. They went in every year, once or twice a year, from 1969 until, of course, things fell in Russia, and now evangelization is able to be done. But the Legion was, I think, the first ones to be able to get that little crack in the Iron Curtain, to be able to get those miraculous medals into Red Square and to help to bring down communism with the help of Our Lady of Fatima and God's grace and the prayers of so many millions of people. What is the Legion of Mary? We meet every week. We have a weekly meeting of prayer where we say the rosary. We have spiritual reading and discussion. And then we have the reports on the works that the members do. And then the priest or president gives a little 5-minute talk about our Catholic faith. And it's an opportunity to grow in holiness. It's an opportunity to be with our Blessed Mother and with the Lord. Jesus says, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So we know that the Lord is there at every meeting. Our Blessed Mother is there. I like to call it a cenacle with Our Lady, that we meet with Our Lady just like the apostles met with Our Lady in the upper room, and then they prayed to the Holy Spirit, and then they were sent out to evangelize. And that's what we do. We come together each week for spiritual formation, for prayer, for learning our faith, and then we're sent out each week to do apostolic work. And the different works of the Legion of Mary could be, you know, welcoming new parishioners that move into a parish, visiting prisons, hospitals, nursing homes, visiting homebound, the shut-ins, going door-to-door, doing parish census work, teaching RCIA, teaching religious education, CCD, taking the Pilgrim Virgin statue of Our Lady of Fatima around to different homes, doing enthronements of the Sacred Heart. So many things that we do in the Legion of Mary. And then lastly, what is the spirituality of the Legion of Mary? Well, the spirituality is really based upon St. Louis Marie de Montfort. And Frank Duff and other people in Ireland had been reading the True Devotion, and they began studying the True Devotion, and then from that grew the Legion of Mary. And I would certainly encourage all of you to make the de Montfort consecration. I'm sure most of you have made it. How many of you have made the 33-day consecration, either through 33 days to Morning Glory or through St. Louis de Montfort's writing? So almost all of you have. Well, that's such a beautiful spirituality of, it's Christ-centered. It is to Jesus through Mary. It is the allowing the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Mother to form the image of Jesus within each of us. And that's really what life is all about, is to become like Jesus, to become like Christ. And what better way than the way that Jesus was formed in Mary's womb 2,000 years ago by the power of the Holy Spirit. We entrust ourselves to Mary and allow her and the Holy Spirit to form us and mold us into Jesus Christ. So that is the spirituality of St. Louis de Montfort, the renewal of our baptismal vows and promises by consecrating ourselves to Jesus through Mary. And then the Legion is also built upon the mystical body of Christ, trying to see and serve Jesus in everybody that we meet. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, "When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you came to see me." So these are the works of mercy. And the Legion does all these works of mercy. And we obviously visit the sick, visit the imprisoned. And it's such a beautiful year of mercy that Pope Francis has declared this extraordinary Jubilee year. So the Legion of Mary is a beautiful way to do the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And so the Legion is built upon that doctrine of the mystical body of Christ, trying to see and serve Jesus in everybody that we meet. So I'd encourage you to make the consecration, learn more about the True Devotion, join the Legion of Mary, either here at this beautiful parish of Thomas More or somewhere in the diocese at one of the other parishes. Learn about Frank Duff, Edel Quinn, Alfie Lamb, these future Legion saints. Learn about the Legion Martyrs of China and be inspired by Bentley Place. There's a beautiful book called Miracles on Tap, which is the history of how the Legion cleaned up the red light district, an amazing book. And so I encourage you to just be open to, during this year of mercy, to joining the Legion of Mary as an active member or as a praying member, and then trying to do these works of mercy under the special love and protection of our Blessed Mother. So it's been a privilege being here today. I'll be over in the restaurant afterwards. We picked up 3 boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts, so we know they're very fresh. Come over, have a donut, get to meet one another. I'd like to meet each of you. I did bring my rosary CD. I did a rosary CD with Mark and Muriel Forrest. Mark is an Irish tenor. He's been on EWTN. He sang for the Pope. He sang for Mother Teresa. You might have seen him on EWTN. And so luckily on the CD, he does the singing and I did the praying. And I wrote the 20 meditations on each of the mysteries of the rosary. And that CD also has the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and Litany of the Saints as well. And you can have it as a gift from me for free if you'd like. If you want to give a donation, you can. But I'm just happy to give one to each of you if you would like one of the rosary CDs. So again, please come over and look forward to meeting you in a few moments over at the restaurant. God bless you all.